This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Wednesday, March 11th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. With coronavirus fears spreading across Europe, a French megachurch with several thousand members was contemplating what to do this past Sunday for services, reports CBN News. As of yesterday, all gatherings of more than 1,000 French people are now banned. Paris Christian Center, one of the largest Protestant churches in France, which meets in a renovated parking garage due to Roman Catholic denials of church building permits, decided to keep their doors open this past Sunday. Pastor Dorothy Regia explained.
Many churches have decided to close their service. So we were wondering what to do, and we decided to stay open and preach the word and preach faith.
But the coronavirus is changing some long-held traditions in the church.
We told the people they should not shake hands or give kiss, at least for some time.
And listen to how God blessed their decision to keep the doors open on Sunday.
Today, 15 people got saved, so we are so excited about it.
Luke 15, verse 7 says, I tell you that in the same way there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. A pro-abortion march in Mexico resulted in serious violence on the streets against innocent life and property. Pro-abort women were tossing Molotov cocktails and engaging in other acts of violence on the streets of Mexico City, resulting in 65 people injured, according to Reuters. Plus, 19 police officers were injured in Santiago, Chile, in pro-abortion marches on what some call International Women's Day. Jesus said, because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold, but he who endures to the end shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. Matthew 24, verses 12 through 14. Belgium is leading the charge of euthanasia. Medical professionals killed 2,655 persons last year. That's a 13% increase from the previous year. These numbers represent about 2% of the total deaths in 2019. As the Worldview reported yesterday, the number of practicing Christians in America has plummeted from 45% in 2000 to 25% today. Plus, the Barna Group reports that weekly church attendance has dropped off from 48% to 29% just since 2009. Barna also notes that the reasons behind the severe drop-off may include the growing number of Gen Z and millennials making up the U.S. population, disputes about who gets to be a part of or lead in the church, past and current church scandals, and perceptions of the church's role in politics. But the takeaway for us is found in Jude 17 through 21. But you, beloved, remember the words which were spoken before by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how they told you that there would be mockers in the last time, who would walk according to their own ungodly lusts. These are sensual persons, who cause divisions, not having the Spirit. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, unto eternal life. On Monday, Vice President Mike Pence updated Americans on the work of the Coronavirus White House Task Force, which he heads.
Last week, at the President's direction, we met with leaders in industries from nursing homes to airlines, pharmaceutical companies, commercial labs, and it's had great, great impact. Pharmaceutical companies are already working literally around the clock on the development of therapeutics that will be medicines that can bring relief to people that contract the coronavirus. And I know that how pleased the President was to learn that the commercial labs in this country, led by companies like LabCorp, Quest, have already brought a test forward and are taking that to market effective today. This week, the President's direction, will be meeting with hospital CEOs, health insurance CEOs, building on top of what the president will be announcing tomorrow with regard to economic relief for working Americans. We also met today in a conference call with 47 of America's governors. We were able to brief them on the latest progress that we've made. We were able to confirm with them that testing is now available in all state labs in every state in the country. Over 1 million tests have been distributed before the end of this week. Another 4 million tests will be distributed. With the deployment of the commercial labs, we literally are going to see a dramatic increase in the availability of testing, and that's all a direct result of the president's leadership.
Joe Biden won the Democratic presidential primary in Michigan yesterday, reports Politico.com. At the World Views press time last night, Obama's former vice president had earned 53% of the vote compared to Bernie Sanders at 39%. According to the latest Democratic nomination delegate count, Biden has 733 delegates and Sanders has 623. In the Democratic Party, a candidate needs 1,991 delegates to secure the nomination. And finally, appearing on MSNBC Live with Katie Turr yesterday afternoon, left-wing filmmaker Michael Moore described his fellow Bernie Sanders supporters.
Bernie's people are the people who are filled with an incredible, profound sense of despair, who feel debilitated and demoralized by a system that hasn't benefited them.
Later, in a last-minute appeal, he urged Michigan delegates to get on the Sanders bus.
All your exit polls show that maybe people don't necessarily vote for Bernie, but they vote for his policies. This is a long struggle. Bernie has built a huge movement, and I've been encouraging people to get on board that movement. Don't sit this one out. We won't get a chance like this again for a long time.
Ironic words of advocacy for socialism from a filmmaker who's made a lot of money from a capitalistic system, birthed in Christian liberty. Let's not forget, 2 Thessalonians 3 verse 10 says, if anyone is not willing to work, he should not eat. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, March 11th in the year of our Lord, 2020, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at TheWorldView.com, or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.